Good morning. This is Sherry from Simply Celebrate. And I woke up this morning with that Mary Oliver poem line that's very popular, just popped up into my mind. That line is, you know, what is it that you want to do with your one wild and precious life? What is it that you want to do with your one wild and precious life? And that line of her poem has resonated so much, I think, with so many people, because it points us in the direction of really stopping, I think, at least for me, really stopping to ask ourselves with that sort of real sense of intention and heart of, yeah, this is, you know, my one wild and precious life. You know, what am I doing with my days? How am I living it? Is this what I had imagined for myself? Is this what I dreamed of? And I just love that I woke up with that today, because I'm headed off actually in a couple of hours to take myself on a personal retreat. About once every quarter, I treat myself to an overnight at a cabin near where I live. I'm in San Francisco, and this cabin is about 45 minutes away in a town called Los Altos. And it's a very simple, it's just a one-room cabin that sits a little bit up on top of a hill and has a tiny little kitchen and a little deck that overlooks a big valley. And I've been going there for the last few years, like I said, trying to go every quarter in order to have some space. There's no internet there, there's no phone service. So it gives me a chance to really reflect. And I think that it was so beautiful that I woke up with that line in my head, because that's kind of what I do when I go there, is I just sort of take stock, I guess. You know, how am I doing with the things that are legacy projects, you know, the things that I really want to make sure that I create and accomplish before I die? You know, where am I with those? Have I started? Am I in process? What new ones have been added? How are my relationships with the people in my life going? How's my health? You know, am I clear about who I am and what I'm doing? And, you know, I've written about this. I think I sent you guys the link a few weeks ago to an article I wrote about personal retreats. I'm gonna send that to you again, you know, maybe next week or so, just to remind everybody of how important this kind of time away is. And it connected for me this morning to something really big that happened for me last month, actually in February. I can't believe it's April already. In February, I was certified as a high-performance coach. And in this particular program, I was trained by Brendon Burchard. In this particular program, his definition of high-performance, I love. His definition of high-performance living is the ongoing feeling of full engagement, joy, and confidence that comes from consistently living from your best self. So what I love about this is, you know, sometimes, you know, especially before I got involved with this particular program, I would have thought high performance in terms of work, you know, just accomplishing things. But in this case, it's really about consistently living from your best self and the joy, the engagement, the confidence that comes from that. And for me, it's so completely aligned with the Simply Celebrate work I do, you know? And so I just kind of this morning was appreciating that line from Mary Oliver that came in, the fact that I'm going on this personal retreat, sort of reflecting a bit on what it means to me to have been certified as a high performance coach. And kind of the reason I picked up the recorder right now is I just wanted to share that with you, because I realized I was lying in bed doing a meditation after that line dropped in. And during the meditation, what dropped in for me is that, you know, there's so many things that I love to support people with. And as you well know, you know, one of the biggest ones is being able to love better, to love our lives better, to love ourselves better, to express our love in creative ways to the people in our lives, to really get into the moment of our life right here, right now, and not be focused on, you know, all the things that we regret or that are missing, you know, quote unquote. I just was making air quotes. You couldn't see that. And so being able to support people, and that includes me always, because, you know, I see this all, and you guys have probably heard me say this, it's practice. You know, joy is a practice, love is a practice, happiness is a practice, confidence is a practice. And so everything that I do through Simply Celebrate, and now through this high performance coaching, it's all practice for me too. And it's so much more fun to get to practice with you. And I'm feeling very grateful for that. And so that's what I just picked up the recorder. I wasn't actually even sure what I was going to say. I knew I wanted to talk a little bit about this because it's so important to me. And particularly as I grow older. I mean, I know we're all growing older, but it's like for me, I think when I turned 50 a few years ago, that was a real sort of turning point for me in realizing, wow, I don't know how much time I have left. I mean, of course, we never know how much time we have, but there are a lot of things that I have dreamed about being or doing or experiencing that I haven't yet. And I want to be incredibly intentional about it. You know, I want to be so intentional about how I live my life and how I love the people in my life. And so, where does that leave me? I don't want to make this too long, but I guess what I really just wanted to say to you is that I'm committed to sharing more with you about, you know, what it means to live life from our best selves and how, you know, how I can support you in really living from that place for yourself. You know, living a life where you feel like you've got a lot of energy and you've got a lot of joy and that you feel deeply connected to the people in your life and that your work is fulfilling and that you have a spiritual connection, whatever that may be for you, but that you feel like you have that in your life. And so as I'm heading off this morning, I guess I feel like in a way, like I know this kind of sounds funny, but I feel like I'm taking you with me. You know, because I do feel like we're in this together. And I can't even begin to express how grateful I am for that. I love it. And I really want to say this again. I love it when you email me and tell me what you're seeing about something, you know, that I may have written about or something that you've seen in your own life about yourself or your joy or your depression. Or, because you guys all know, that's my history that I come from, you know, 30 years ago, I wanted off this planet. And almost everything I do comes from the experience of that. And the experience of the flip side, which is having learned through practice day after day after day, how to really love and celebrate being here on Earth. And I feel so grateful and lucky that you're here on the journey with me and that we can support each other in this. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to leave you again with that line from the Mary Oliver poem. You know, what is it? What is it that you want to do with your one wild and precious life? All right. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.